Welcome to the 15 Minute Client Podcast, the show for coaches and experts who want consistent, high-paying clients. It's for those coaches and experts who are tired of the complex automations, they're tired of the hair-raising tech, they're tired of the convoluted funnels, they just want simplicity. If that's you, the 15 Minute Client Podcast is for you.
Hey, this is Luke Charlton here and welcome back to the 15 Minute Client Podcast. Very excited to have you here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. In today's podcast, I want to talk about why Alex Hormozi is wrong about improving conversion rate. So just recently, I was watching a YouTube video on a presentation that Alex was doing on stage. I think it was to some real estate, real estate agencies. And one of the things that he was going through was, because obviously real estate people need, businesses need leads, they need appointments, they need listings. So he was going through like a funnel on how to generate leads and appointments and how to improve the show-up rate. And one of the things that he mentioned was, which I thought was quite cool, improving show-up rate, because it's something that it's just kind of like intuitive to me. I haven't really spoken about it that much on this podcast, but he said the number one, because he went through kind of like all the kind of best practices on improving show-up rate. And he said, by the way, the number one way to improve your show-up rate is, what is it? Is to not let people book out too far? Is it the quality of your offer that you're using to get on the phone? No, he said, the number way to improve show-up rate is to make sure there's enough availability in your calendar. Okay, so if you're a coach and, if you're running paid advertising, for example, I've seen this many times, and like it can be hard with coaches, especially if you're a single coach and you don't have a team, right? You're trying to do all the coaching and do your marketing and all the stuff that goes along with running a business, and maybe you've got other work going on, and maybe you've got maybe 3 hours a day to do phone calls, like to have people booking your calendar. Well, ideally you want 8 hours or a day or more for someone to book in on your calendar, because the more variety you give people, right, the more they can fit in that appointment, the strategy session that you're going to be doing with them, the discovery call, they can fit that appointment in with with their own schedule, okay? Now, if you limit them, if you only open up your calendar from, say, 9 in the morning till 12, so 3 hours or three slots generally what that is, because usually a call goes for 1 hour, right? So that's three slots. What if most people are working during that time, right? And so ideally for your market, they might want to book in after 5 p.m., but you can't do that because you've got family obligations or whatever it is. The point is, Alex said that, having your calendar open as much as possible improves show-up rate. And that's true. It does definitely improve show-up rate. So one thing that I can agree with him on. However, it's not the number one way to improve show-up rate. And when I say this, he may be assuming this with his presentation or his bit of advice there, which makes sense in a second when I explain this. But the number one way to actually improve show-up rate is not like a technical thing, like letting prospects book out too far or giving them, lots of places to book in on your calendar, or having really good emails to remind them to show up, although you don't want emails and text messages to show them up, or having like a really great video on the thank you page after they book to get them excited for the call and remind them to put the thing, the invite in their calendar. Those are all great and you definitely want those. But the number one thing that affects show up rate is actually the market, number one. Again, as I said, Alex may have already had that assumption there, but what you'll notice is that if you changing who you're advertising to or yeah, changing who you're advertising to can really affect your show-up rate. So I'll give you a tangible example, a couple actually. So I did a podcast a few episodes ago where I think it's 316, only a couple episodes ago, where I spoke about like a new offer that I was advertising. And basically the offer was meant to be focused on copywriters. So the offer was basically showing copywriters how to get paid over 50K a month writing copy for 5 minutes per week, which basically just shows them how to combine their copywriting skills with ad management. Okay, so you can really leverage your copywriting, because with the Facebook ads, for example, you write one ad and that can last for like a year. So it really leverages your copywriting. I thought that was cool anyway. So I created a campaign with a VSL, and the headline was how to generate 50K a month or earn 50K a month writing copy for 5 minutes per week. And the ad started with, dear copywriters, what if I could show you how to, generate 50K a month, writing copy 5 minutes per week. This is what I've been doing over the last 7 years, blah, 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 opt in and I'll
I'll teach you how to do it. And that's when it goes through the process. Now, the problem with this is that because it was a kind of a income headline, right? Income claim headline, promising to earn a lot of money for very little work, you know, 5 minutes per week. It brought in a lot of people that were kind of like biz op. They weren't copywriters. I don't think anyone was a copywriter who actually booked into my calendar. So just because of the way the offer was positioned and the headline, it was actually speaking to a different market. Even though I was calling out copywriters, and even though the headline said how to turn your copy into 50K a month or whatever it was, but it was definitely speaking to copywriters. But just the nature of the ad and the angle was it was just attracting people that knew what copywriting was. They wanted to become a copywriter and they're interested in how this offer works. So anyway, I was getting appointments, people jumping in for about $50 or so into my calendar, which is great, which is, you know, it's a really good cost per appointment. Now, the problem with the appointments is that no one was showing up. I think one out of maybe 20 people showed up. Why is that? Again, it's because of the nature of the offer. It was kind of a hypey headline that was attracting people who wanted to earn a lot of money for very little work. And so I just ended up turning off the campaign. And I had a lot of availability in my calendar, by the way, because it was me and another my sales trainer from my other company who were doing the calls. And she got all no shows as well. But anyway, we had a lot of availability, very cheap appointments, very high no shows. And we're doing the email reminders, we're doing text reminders. We had a really great video that I put on the thank you page after they booked. I got them to confirm the appointment. So they got all that, all the best practices, but they still weren't showing up. And that's a really good example of, yeah, that the market really determines the show up rate. If you position your offer the wrong way, it can really reduce the quality of the leads and also the people that show up. And this was a really good example in a recent campaign where I was running ads for a client. We're getting appointments for about $150 and they wanted to get down to 120. And they were brainstorming, what do we do? And they're like, they came to me with all this new copy that they wanted to run. And the copy, again, it was the current headline that we had running that was getting $150 appointments was speaking to coaches who wanted more clients. And then they wanted to change their copy to more income claim copy. And what happened was very similar to what I just described. We changed all the copy to my advice against doing that. And the appointments dropped to around $100, $110, which is great. But here's the problem. The show up rate, the no shows went through the roof and the quality went, you know, to the floor basically. So really low quality and a lot of no shows, a lot of cancellations that we had to do. And again, the reason why is because what happened was when we went from speaking to coaches that wanted more clients, we slightly shifted the message to still growing their business and we still were calling out coaches like in the copy, but the headline went from, you know, how to get clients. The headline was more like, you know, no, get 5 to 25K clients, no ads, no social media. So again, earn this money for, you know, not much work kind of is what that's kind of implying. And so it just brought in a lot of low quality leads and a lot of no shows. So Alex Hormozi was wrong in that the number one thing that affects no shows is the availability, although that is obviously a huge factor. Again, I don't know if he was assuming that he didn't have that in mind because you know, he was talking to real estate agents, so maybe it was the assumption as part of his teaching, but he didn't mention that. So I thought I would mention that in this podcast, because I think it's a really good teaching point that just by shifting who you're speaking to in your ads, it can, and I've spoken about this before in the awareness of the market really changes the quality. So people who are totally unaware about their problem, they just have a desire. So a desire, for example, to earn 50K a month. That's one level. That's like the big, broad desire-based market. And the next level down is like your problem-based market. And there are people who are, in this context, already in business, and maybe they just need more clients, or they need someone to run their ads, or they need someone to set up a funnel. So they've got a problem because they're in business. Or maybe they, if they're in health, right, they might have, I've had clients who help people who have like Hashimoto's syndrome, which is like a health issue, right? That's much more specific than just, oh, I want to lose weight, or oh, I want better health, I want to feel better. It's a specific problem. So you've got like a desire-based market, then you've got a problem-based market, and as you go down this pyramid, you have higher quality. And then the next level is a solution-based market, which is people who might want to solve Hashimoto's with keto or something, or a specific type of diet or way of living, right? They're aware of a specific solution, or yeah, which again, an example might be keto or carnivore or another health system. It doesn't have to be eating or like diet. It could be like a exercise system, but they're aware of the solutions in that industry to solve that problem. And then the next level down is like product aware, people that are aware of your specific system. So it might be your specific keto system or your specific health system or your specific kind of client attraction system. And the very small, and as you're like the market gets smaller as well, and the very tip is clients. So people that are totally educated because they've bought your program or your service. And obviously that's a very small segment of the market. So it gets smaller and smaller. And if you can advertise to like the solution-based market, then they're already educated generally. You just have to explain why your solution, why your system is better than the other solutions out there. So for example, if you're advertising toothpaste as an example, everyone knows what toothpaste is. Or if you're a mechanic, everyone knows what a mechanic is, you'll just explain why your mechanic is better than the rest. And maybe you serve a specific type of clientele. Maybe you help just Ferraris, or maybe you help luxury SUVs or whatever. Like, you're very specific, so you just explain what makes you different. Same with toothpaste. What makes your toothpaste? Maybe it's organic, maybe it's free of harsh chemicals or whatever. So that's the benefit of like going for a solution-based market, is they're educated but generally have more competition to deal with, so you got to explain how you're different from the rest. But they are generally high quality leads coming through. Most coaches listening to this are going to be in the problem-based market. That's what you want to go for. Where I was going wrong with my campaign was the biggest market, which is desire-based, which is they just want to earn money, right? They don't actually have any skills. Same with my client example. It was more of a desire-based market generally they weren't coaches coming through. They just wanted 5 to 25K clients without having to do social media or ads. So you can, good example to show you what effects show up rate the most, and how to improve show up rate by changing the market that you're speaking to. Again, using the same, you've got your same offer, same system, you're just shifting who you're speaking to in the market. But that being said, if you need help with running your advertising campaigns, just go to apply.lukechan.com. Apply.lukechan.com, fill out your application there, and if I feel like I can help, I'll reach out, we'll go from there. Cheers.